two at 335.55 miles per hour, kept you in the number one spot here in Dallas. Bob, we talk often in Dallas that it could change your countdown. Yeah. How do you feel about tomorrow?
Hey, listen, we got one of the best cars on the planet right now, so you got a lot of confidence. But you know, I said at the top end, everyone's talking about the big four. I'm worried about the big 16, because anyone out there can take out any one of these cars easily, actually. So we got a really good car. Guys got a great handle on it. You know, the 338 mile hour speed was pretty remarkable, actually. It didn't run the ET we wanted, got a little behind on the clutch, and motor revved up more than probably they wanted to, and that's where the speed came from. So I'm okay with that, though, because you got number one, and I got the speed record. So that was pretty cool. As fast as I've ever been in a car. And I tell you one thing, when those parachutes come out, you know, there's four runs in a row, well over 330 miles an hour. I'm a little sore, to be honest with you.
Did you know that run was as great?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can hear the motor. You know, you can't tell the difference between an 82 and an 84. You can tell the difference between an 82 and an 85 or 6. But I could really hear the motor rev up in the lights. And that's when you think it's on a big run. And, you know, I said my guys are probably disappointed with the 84, but they're not disappointed with the speed. But no, it's just exciting. You know, I see John go run his career best. You know, that's pretty remarkable, you know. Being on the property with John Force runs his career best at his age is just remarkable. So, fun day. I mean, fans certainly got their money's worth, and they're going to get their money's worth tomorrow, because you're going to see a lot of the same conditions. And, you know, I think our side of the ladder is pretty stacked, and you know, that's what we want, because if you want to win the championship, you want to beat some of the top cars early and, you know, try to get ourselves in a position to win this race. So right now we're going to go home and go to bed, get some rest, and worry about winning first round. No, I mean, to be honest with you, I've lived my whole life in a pressure cooker with 31 dealerships and people coming at you from every single angle. And, you know, people said, oh, you got pressure. I said, pressure is when you're number 12 in the points, and you got to tell your sponsors why your car doesn't run, right? I've been there. Being number one in the points, having a car that's one of the fastest on the planet, that's a good place to be. So I think it's confidence more than pressure. But we have to perform. I mean, at the end of the day, nobody really cares about the story unless you win. And that's how I believe, that's what I believe in. And, you know, we want to win this race. This would be a big deal to win this race, going to Vegas with some momentum. We've done it before with a car nowhere as good as this one. So I like my chances, but we're going to go one round at a time.
With conditions expected to be as good tomorrow, how close is your car to maybe stepping over the edge? And will you guys do anything, because your first round opponent is not going to run at 380?
You know, the crew chiefs probably don't want me to say this, but I'm going to say it anyways, because I'm sitting in it. The car's slow early. Like, it's literally slow. You can look at the numbers. We're running, you know, 870, 60 foots, and other guys are out there running 850s. So what it does is it gives you a little cushion, in my opinion, because if you're too fast early, you can what we call throw up, right? The car can just smoke the tires. So I think we have a pretty good window. I mean, I honestly think that we can run quicker given a couple more swings at it than the 82 run. But I think we're in a pretty safe spot. I mean, I was way outside the groove. They wanted me outside the groove in that last run and probably didn't pull it back as quick as I should have. I was just trying not to screw it up and bring it back to the center, and that thing was hooked up. So I think the conditions, like you said, will be very similar to what we ran in today. Can't take Jack lightly. He's going to go down the track. When you run anybody, if they go down the track, you can't beat them if you have to pedal the car. So you can't go up there with the mindset, we're running number 16, you know, he ran four, whatever it was, we're going to just pull this thing back and shake the tires. Or, you know, our setup is very different than his setup. And we have to go up there and run the quickest we think we can run in that lane. And we have to do it all day long. These guys are fearless, Todd and Aaron. That's what they've been doing pretty much all season long. And they're not going to change their thinking now. And you know, we'll see how we go, and we're going to push as hard as we can. And I think if we do that and run our race, we have a very good chance of being here tomorrow late in the afternoon. I just hope it's not too late where you can't see the tree. You literally cannot see that tree. When that sun starts to come down into those bulbs, it is so difficult to see the pre-stage on the other side. And in the right lane, I think, is worse than the left lane, but you really have to pay attention to that stage bulb. So hopefully Mother Nature doesn't affect the outcome.
situation, oh, yeah. Right? Does that sort of make you thrive?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've been doing this long enough that you can't try any harder than we already try. And the more that you do that, I think the more pressure you put on yourself. The race guy doesn't know it's in Dallas running for a championship. The only people that know are us, right? If we just do what we've been doing, we put ourselves in a position to win. There ain't no guarantee who's going to win this championship. And that's the way that's the mindset that I bring. Every time I get in that car, whether it's qualifying or race day, I want to win that race. I want to leave on the guy or gal next to me. I'm not going to change what I've been doing. And I think the guys have only gotten better. As you go rounds in these countdowns in the season, you just get better. Like, I'm just remarkable. I was commenting to the crew chiefs going to that last session. I mean, the guys turned the car around so fast. I remember being in testing. I was worried we were going to miss Indy the first day we ran. I'm like, fellas, this is not good. And now they just can turn that car around. So momentum breeds confidence, and confidence breeds momentum, and that's kind of the place this team's at. Hopefully we can pull off some round wins. Bottom line is we just need more rounds than the guys behind us. You know, that's the mindset going in. We need more rounds than who's behind us, and, you know, let the chips fall where they may. Yeah, you know, I don't drink, I don't party, don't stay out late, so I go to bed early, get a good night's sleep, wake up, and, you know, truthfully, if you came in my trailer between, you know, 8 o'clock, 7:30 in the morning till right before I got to go and drive an intro, I'm working. Like, I'm logged in. We got a bunch of Ford stores over the country. I'm literally working. I'm firing emails off, and I think some of it just takes my mind off of where we're at. And, you know, a lot of people laugh, and they look at my computer, what are you doing? I said, well, I work till about noontime. You know, every day, and then I shut the computer off and go racing. And for me, it's a way of maybe not over-focusing or, you know, overthinking the situation. I'm just going to get in the car and do what I've been doing all season long. And if it's good enough, then we probably have a good chance of winning. If for some reason we get picked off tomorrow, we're going to go into Vegas, you know, with a shot at the championship. So it's a nice place to be in. If you're like fourth, fifth in the points, or if you're 100 points back, if you don't win tomorrow, you're probably worried about 2024. And that's not the position we'll be in. I don't believe leaving this race. I think we have as good a chance as anyone to win it. All right. Thank you very much.